It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
One of the most popular horror movies of all time, and really created its own subgenre of horror, is the movie Jaws. The great white shark attacking people and, you know, finally getting its due in the end of the movie by getting exploded or stabbed or impaled or something crazy going on, right? But, you know, sharks are not exactly the alpha predator in the ocean. Opposed to what people think, there is something that sharks are absolutely terrified of. And before I start and go any further, I just want to say I'd like to dedicate this episode to my wife, who is just the biggest lover of these creatures you will ever see, to the point where I try every Christmas to get her something that represents this animal because she loves it so very, very much. So what are great white sharks terrified of? Well, what if I told you it was Free Willy? A new study shows the apex predators will flee their hunting grounds and won't return for up to a year when a killer whale passes by them. It's pretty much common wisdom that the top predator in the ocean is the great white shark. You know, that is, if it isn't the remnant population of Megalodon that we see in the movies. But anyway, that's beside the point. A new study reveals that the massive shark is not the ocean's top apex predator, though. The title rightfully belongs to orcas, also known as killer whales. The revelation comes from a paper in Nature Scientific Reports by senior research scientist Salvador Jorgensen at a Monterey Bay Aquarium and his colleagues. It's been reported while studying great white sharks, Jorgensen and his team began to notice that when killer whales entered the scene, the sharks made an exit. They headed for the hills, so to speak, and in many cases didn't return for months and months. In particular, in 2009, the team radio tagged 17 sharks around Southeast Farallon Island, a marine and wildlife refuge there off the coast of California. The sharks happily munched on young elephant seals in the water around the island, which, you know, they regularly do between September and December anyway. But when a pod of orcas entered the water just for a couple of hours, the sharks freaking hightailed it out of there, and most didn't return for the rest of the season. That's amazing. To understand if that situation was common or the whole thing was a fluke, Jorgensen's team looked deeper than the data, examining information about 165 great white sharks tagged between 2006 and 2013. They compared that with whale, shark, and seal surveys collected from marine sanctuary collected over 27 years, so they had a lot of data to pull through. What did they find? No doubt. Absolutely no doubt that when killer whales entered the ecosystem, they've seen a spike in those elephant seals because the sharks weren't eating the babies as much, and less sharks were documented in the area, to the point where there was almost no sharks in the area, like non-existent. So there you go. What scares a great white shark? Well, the answer is an orca whale. One of the most gruesome, graphic things you will ever see is a killer whale pod taking down a big creature like a blue whale or something like that. It does happen. It has been documented. These things are absolutely vicious. And if that wasn't enough to creep you out, make orcas make your blood run cold, have you ever seen that eye, that soulless, monstrous whale eye looking at you that doesn't blink? It's kind of bloodshot. You want to creep out? Go Google orca eye or go watch them tear apart a great white shark. Guys, I hope you're staying out of the water this Halloween season. I hope you're enjoying 31 Days of Halloween, the Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast Halloween special. Don't forget to like and subscribe, share the show, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.